Simply More, a book for anyone who has been told they're too much. Written and read for you by Cynthia Erivo. I want to dedicate this book to Stephanie, a fearless traveller who hasn't even begun to see how fiercely brilliant she is. I see it. To the one I love, you see me, and you ask me to expand every day, and I am grateful for it. To my mother, the original lioness who has always believed I could be whatever I want to be. To every single being trying their hardest to discover who they are, whilst existing in circumstances that don't allow for them to feel safe or supported, you have my deepest admiration. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I Am What I Am, performed by Gloria Gaynor, written by Jerry Herman. Dear reader, I'm writing this as I prepare for a production of Jesus Christ Superstar, to be presented at the Hollywood Bowl, in which I will play the role of Jesus, a choice that's generated some degree of controversy. This dispute just points out to me yet again that sometimes I'm simply more than many people expect or want. Maybe you're the same. We, who are just a bit more than others are comfortable with, often having to navigate the beliefs of those about us, beliefs people hold because of their own biases. Beliefs they use at times to keep us contained and insignificant. This is true for members of just about every marginalized group, as well as for those of us who are willing to be deeply, wholeheartedly, and authentically ourselves. We are often monitored and patrolled, told to remain small and unobtrusive, lest our freedom affect and inspire others. In order to be fully ourselves, we have to release ourselves from the fear of their judgments and ask ourselves, what do I really believe? And then we follow that. But it's a process of becoming, and it's taken me years and all kinds of experiences, some glorious, many painful, to get here. I'm sure the same is true for you too. I've come to believe passionately in the power of singing and performing. For me, these are deeply sacred acts. It isn't simply that I open my mouth and sound comes out. It is not just a frivolous indulgence. Singing only makes sense when you know what it is you are trying to communicate, what or whose story you are trying to tell. Maybe what you want to share might be a little profound. Performing is not just about me. It's for my listeners. It's for the person watching who maybe needs that song tonight. It's an offering, a spiritual connection, a gift. Each of us has our own gifts to give, our own offerings that the world and the people around us hunger for. They are waiting for us to share, for us to make a connection. Though it's hard, we cannot let other people's judgments keep us from giving what we're on this earth to give. I believe that when we don't use our gifts, they fade. So using them to the best of our abilities often means allowing ourselves to be simply more than what others expect. Yes, I know that is challenging, and I didn't know how to do it at the beginning. But this is a book about how I have come to own myself during those challenging times. To be faced with people who themselves do not want to be more feels like conflict. Those who are afraid to approach the fullness of their own humanity are often threatened by those of us who are not. We can't let that stop us. This is exactly what we're called to do, every one of us. To be the fullest version of ourselves, even when doing so is hard. So even when people try to shout us down, even when we're ridiculed for being who we are, we're called to keep expanding and growing and evolving, to be more, simply.